Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
How about Leadoff Sports this morning with Ted Woodward? Quite a game. Another one for the Chiefs. Boy, they invent some funny ways to win, but they do it.
Yeah, it's not easy, but
yeah.
Wins, the one thing that is consistent is being in the win column. All right, yesterday afternoon, you heard it right here. Mitch Holtis had the call on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The first place Kansas City Chiefs on the road, division opener, taking on the Los Angeles Chargers. Well, the Chiefs were looking to maybe find a way to stretch the field, maybe get something going, a little pop in the offense. Well, we know that quarterback Patrick Mahomes can get that done. You heard it right here on KNSS.
But now the Chiefs have their best starting field position, down by 10. They'll take over at their own 46-yard line, first and 10. Kareem Hunt will take his turn again at running back. In motion is Sky Moore. Moving short to the right is Mahomes. Gunning it long. Coming down the near side. The pass is caught. Touchdown! Kansas City! A long bomb! And the Chiefs finally get there! A 54-yard bomb to Xavier Worthy. Patrick Mahomes, a perfect throw, burning Christian Fulton.
Good stuff right there. Not a ton of offense, though. Like you heard there, the Chiefs were behind 10-0 in the first quarter as the Chargers scored off of two Chiefs turnovers.
Yeah.
But then, boy, that Chiefs defense was able to take over. The Chargers ended up going 3-and-out on 4 of their final 8 possessions in the final 3 quarters, including 6 punts and a missed field goal. And yet, it was still a tight game coming down the stretch in the fourth quarter. The Chiefs were having to make a defensive stop and get the ball away from the Chargers.
4:01 to go in the game. Chiefs lead 17-10. 3rd-and-11 Chargers at their own 45-yard line. Chargers with a 2-minute warning and 1 timeout to stop the clock. Chiefs are blitzing, selling out on Herbert. He steps up into the pocket. He cannot escape. He goes down at the 41-yard line. The Chiefs open the trap door, and Stone Cold Chris Jones, wiping out everybody in front of him, gets the sack on Herbert.
Hey, how about that? So the Chiefs, enough offense, really good defense.
The Chiefs go to a knee, and that'll end it. That'll do it. Kansas City goes to 4-0 on the season. Patrick Mahomes goes to 19-4 in September. Andy Reid, 31-9 in September as Chiefs head coach. The 6th undefeated September of Andy Reid as head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs go to 31-5 against the AFC West in the last 36. Patrick Mahomes remarkably goes to 18-1 in AFC West road games. Final score, Kansas City 17, the Chargers 10.
There you go. Here's Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes talking about that long touchdown pass to Xavier Worthy.
I mean, I told him if the safety comes down, I'm throwing it pretty much as far as I can to letting him go catch it, and that's what he did.
Nice. All right, the Chiefs on a 10-game winning streak now, including the Super Bowl last year. Chiefs are 4-0, the only undefeated team left in the conference. And they're the top team in the NFL right now. There was some bad news, of course. Wide receiver Rashee Rice may have a season-ending knee injury. He got banged up. So still having to piece together some points there. By the way, here's my favorite stat of the day. Patrick Mahomes, Chiefs quarterback. This is his 13th career win in which his team has been down by 10 points at some point in the game. He's the only quarterback in NFL history to have a winning record in games in which his team trailed at one point by 10 points or more in the game. Pretty amazing. He's 13-12 in those games. All right, so the Chiefs pick up another win. They are 4-0 atop the conference. We'll talk volleyball tonight. It's the weekly edition of the Volleyball Coaches Show with head coach Chris Lamb for Wichita State. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Shocker volleyball off to a 2-0 start in the conference. After that, it's Monday Night Football. One of the other two unbeaten teams in the NFL, the Seattle Seahawks at 3-0 on the road visiting Detroit. Yet the Lions are a 4-point favorite at home. Monday Night Football, 7 o'clock tonight over on KFH. And Major League Baseball. You heard the game yesterday afternoon on KFH. The Royals visiting the Atlanta Braves in the final game of the regular season. The Royals are trying to get a win to avoid a sweep at Atlanta to finish up the regular season.
Morton sets below the letters. The pitch. Fastball hit high in the air, deep to right field. Soler turns, watches it fly. It's all the way back to the restaurant. A first inning three-run homer for Michael Massey. The Royals take a 3-0 lead in the top of the first inning on the final day of the regular season. Starting to get ready for October. Three batters, three hits, a 3-0 lead.
And that was really all the Royals would need. They ended up winning the game 4-2. Avoid the sweep, finish up the regular season with a win, heading into the playoffs. And by the way, shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. ended up with a .332 batting average, and he won the batting title. In fact, top batting average in the major leagues this year.
Really?
Bobby Witt Jr., .332. Third player in Royals history to win a batting title. Who are the other two? I know you got
George
one of them.
Brett's got
George
one of them.
Brett's got three batting titles. And there was another Royal that won a batting title.
Sweeney.
Willie Wilson.
Willie Wilson?
Won one batting title.
Wow, yeah. I forgot about that.
And now Bobby Witt Jr. Royals are off today, of course. They're getting ready to start the playoffs tomorrow afternoon against the Baltimore Orioles. We'll talk more about that tomorrow.
There was that first batting title Brett won.
In the 70s.
Beat out McRae by about 2%.
5.000, yeah.
That was nice.
That was a weird game, too. All the top four batters in the league... Two of them were for the Royals, McRae and Brett, and the other two were from the Twins. They all four were playing in that same game, and all four of them had a chance to win the batting title in the final game of the season.
Tony Oliva was one, right?
And Rod Carew was one of them, I know.
Rod Carew.
I don't know who the other... No, I don't think it was Oliva. I think it was somebody else.
All right.
Then we can look that up. But, yeah, and Brett, of all those four players, Brett ended up winning it on that final day where they all four were playing each other. All right, there you go. That is Sports with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
6:23 now, coming here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta, looking out for skin cancer. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.